Now will you notice, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of names together were about 120 men and brethren. Now, here's Simon Peter, and here he's speaking up again. This is before Pentecost, and when you hear Simon Peter speaking here, I have the feeling, I sure hope and pray the Holy Spirit will get here, because this man really needs a filling of the Spirit, and so do you, and so do I, for that matter. Now notice, he stands up and he says, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained a part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. That's a very vivid picture, is it not? It was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue a Keldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Now the question always arises, what about Judas here? Did this man that Simon Peter holds an election for, is he the one that is the one that is to take the place? I don't think so myself. And now let me read verse 21. Wherefore of these men which accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Now, the election, I think, to choose a successor to Judas Iscariot is conducted by Peter without the presence and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hadn't come yet, friends. Mattathias was evidently a good man. He met the requirements of an apostle. And we're told here that he was the one. And they chose one who from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Now that was the requirement of an apostle. He must have seen the resurrected Christ. Now they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots. Now, I can't see that God's leading this. They're casting lots. The lot fell upon Matthias. He was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now, the question is he the one that took Judas's place? I do not think so. I think that Matthias met all of the requirements, very frankly, of an apostle. I'm of the opinion that he was a good man, and that he had seen the resurrected Christ, and that he was an apostle. But the Holy Spirit, apparently, was not in this for the very simple reason he didn't come till the day of Pentecost for the church. And I believe that in his own time that the Lord Jesus himself appointed one to take Judas Iscariot's place. And I think that the Holy Spirit certainly ignored Matthias, and the one that I feel that the Spirit of God used was none other, of course, than Paul the Apostle. Now somebody says, do you have an authority for that? Yes, will you listen to Paul? He says in Galatians, the first chapter, first verse, Paul an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Paul says, I was chosen by God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And how would he do it? Through the Holy Spirit that he'd sent into the world. And I do not find that working here. And I think that the ministry of Paul justified the fact that he was the one to take Judas's place. And I think he was very appropriate in doing that. Now, that's my reason. Now, I recognize that there are a lot of good men. In fact, I think that the majority of good men today would take the position that this man Matthias was the one that took Judas's place. I recognize I'm in the minority. Now, if you want to go along with them, you may, and you'll be with the majority.